What's good, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Talking with Ballin. I am your host, of course, Ballin, motherfucking Fadalin. For today's show, I'm going to be talking about the DMV shooters with the three creators of the group, Darrell, Marlon, and Josh. I know what some of y'all are thinking, and no, DMV does not stand for Department of Motor Vehicles in this instance. It stands for DC, Maryland, and Virginia shooters. I think what these guys have done with the group is phenomenal. We'll also be going over their series against Team 2 Sharp. Should be an interesting one, folks. So stick around. I'll be right back with Darrell, Marlon, and Josh. All right. Let's see if take number 5 is good. Josh, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Marlon, can you hear me? And Darrell, can you hear me? All right. I think we got it, fellas. Damn. Hey, it only took 5 takes, but we lit. We are lit. Well, let's get to it then, fellas. How long have y'all three been playing together, the trio that you guys been playing with? What was the first 2K y'all played with together, like, the three of you?
What was it, man?
I'd say it was 15.
I think it was 2K14.
They had Park in 14?
I think they did. I think it might be 15.
Yeah, I was ready to say. I think it was 15.
Yeah, I think it was 15.
Which year had Park first? Was it 14 that had they introduced Park? I think was 14, maybe 13. I'm not sure.
I don't think it was 13.
I'm pretty sure it was 14 they introduced Park, but it was real basic.
Right, like the ones and twos, and to like 11 or 15 or something like that.
Yeah, but I think we started playing on 15, though, because at first I was a flyer, and, Josh and Marlon was Sunset. And,
Sunset.
You couldn't interchange, affiliations like that. But then my player got deleted, and, 2K reimbursed me with VC. So then I eventually just joined Sunset and started playing with them.
You just had to come join the real. It's all good, yeah.
Yeah. Right. And the Flyers, I can't deny that was the Flyers in 2K 16 or no 17. I think 16 that was Rivet City, because their courts were lit on the rooftop.
That was lit. That was definitely lit.
I kind of wish they'd bring those separate parks back, because
you and me both.
I think having the park with the neighborhood kind of just makes it really slow, and with everybody's shit going on, it kind of just brings everybody's speed down. And not everybody has a pro. I can't afford a pro right now, so I'm playing on the regular PS4, and it's
me too, man.
Lagging, you know what I mean?
And I got the same PS4 I have since it came out. So.
Long, same here.
Right, rocking the OGs. What's the first 2K y'all played, though? It's like the first one you picked up and played.
For me, I'd say it was 2K1, I think.
Yeah,
was that
the one
with Iverson on the cover?
Iverson was like the first 5 of them.
He was. Because I remember playing it for GameCube. So yep. That was my first 2K.
Same here. I even played the College Hoops 2K games when they had them. I was more of a 2K person than live anyway, so. Yeah, I think 2K1. Yeah, I think 2K1.
Yeah, 2K8 was my first game.
Which one?
2K8.
Oh, 2K8 with
I was a live guy, so
2K8. Oh, yeah. Big old EA head ass. I can't deny it. I was live first to 2K, or not 2K, NBA Live 05 with Carmelo on the cover. That was my shit.
That was lit. The dunk contest was crazy, man.
Oh, you can do all kinds of crazy shit on there.
The double between the legs is my favorite, yo. I swear. That's
50s every time.
Every time.
Every single time. I think my first 2K was 2K5 with Ben Wallace on the cover.
I still got it.
Y'all still got it, too.
That game was lit. And I remember pretty vividly, it still pisses me off to this day. I was playing online on my aunt's husband at the time's Xbox, and I was playing with the map, playing with the Mavs, of course. I got to rock my Mavs, and I was playing the Rockets. They had Tracy McGrady, and this dude fucking hits a
triple contested three in all these dudes' faces to hit for the game winner, and I have never, never been more pissed. I still remember that to this day. That shit gets me heated.
No, oh man.
So you know, 2K's problems originated way back when with the contested shot.
That's unfortunate.
Right, but yeah, that was definitely a. That was my first 2K, and I enjoyed it. I played it a lot. I still play it sometimes to this day, you know? I'll throw it in every now and then. Yes, dude.
Yeah.
I'll fuck around with it for a little bit.
Definitely.
So we met in the big 2K community group, if you want to call it that, on 2K17, Darrell. And we streaked it up in like the middle of the night. I think it was like 3 a.m. for you, and we made a post in the group. And we're like, hey, we need somebody to run with because we're tired of losing with these, you know, these random bums selling us out and shit. And, that was definitely a lit night for sure.
For sure, you know, like you said, you know, I seen you guys post, and you know, I said I'll run. You know, we joined in the party, got it popping. You and Dustin, you know, you guys told me, you know, you haven't made it past, was it 12 or 13 game win streak?
Yeah, 13. Old unlucky number 13.
Yeah, 13, and. You know, I said, you know, I'm staying up all night. We're gonna make it past 13. And, you know, we ended up getting, I think, the 18 or 19. And, you know, it's been history since then.
Did y'all lose or did y'all just step over?
Nah, we actually cleared out the whole park. So,
yeah.
And we waited for like 15 minutes and wouldn't nobody come. So we just ended up just getting off.
Man, call it wrapped.
That's
up,
crazy.
You had to come, you know, come give back to the community, carry us poor folk, you know, carry the bums. And then, you introduced me to freaking Marlon and Josh, and we ran it from there. I think Marlon was on his stretch big at the time. And,
I missed that dude.
Right? Yeah, that dude was lit. And I can't remember, what player did you have last year, or not last year, 2K17, Josh?
6'9" sharpshooter, best player ever made.
Oh, so rocking sharpshooters always, right?
Well, technically, he was a sharpshooting, post-scoring.
Oh, my God.
Playmaking. lockdown. But
demigod.
Yeah, but, you know, they, 2K calls it a sharpshooter, so.
Right. Shooters got to shoot, right?
Yeah.
Hell, yeah. So what,
yes, sir.
What gave you all the idea to make the DMV group? They just come, you know, just messing around one day, and it's like, hey, well, you know, let's make a group and see what happens.
Yeah, basically.
For
me personally, like, I probably played in 17. I probably played maybe 1,500 more games than Josh and Marlon. And I know my thing for DMV shooters. I was like, you know, I'm tired of playing with randoms. You know what I mean?
Oh
like,
yeah.
It's fucking like, irritating trying to find good randoms. So I was like, you know, let's make a group. You know, get some good people to run with, you know, that we could build chemistry with and, you know, see where it goes from there. But we expected, you know, when we made the group, you know, maybe to get 20, 30 people, you know. We expected like it did, you know. So
definitely didn't expect it.
Right. And I think it's definitely big how powerful. Are you happy with how far it's come? I would say you're pretty happy with it.
Yeah, but now I can see like how far it can go, kind of. So like now I'm like, we gotta get hungry again and just like push it. But it definitely came a long way so far. But I just see so much potential in it now.
That seemed like
I was just just telling Darrell and Marlon the other day that we probably have the best 2K clan that nobody knows about in terms of all the talent that we've had.
Yeah, true.
I'd have to agree with that statement for sure. I think we fly under the radar, and there's definitely a lot of ballers in that group, and nobody knows us, but, you know, we'll make our name known. 2K19, like the slogan says, they will know your name. Well, shit, you know?
It's time, it's time.
And the crazier thing is, like, I don't even, you know, consider us a clan, you know, more like a family / brotherhood, you know? Like,
definitely.
We're just all just so cool with each other, you know? We joke around, at the end of the day, you know, it's a brotherhood, man.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I'd have to agree. It's definitely a brotherhood. And a lot of people, you know, like you're saying, a lot of people, you know, banter and talk shit to each other, but.
You know, that's all part of family, though, man. Like, that happens, you know.
I read every comment.
Oh yeah.
You know, like, but
brothers fight. You know, that's what happens.
Yeah, exactly. But it's definitely a close knit group of people. Like, I know, for example, like, I got engaged over the summer, and, like, people were telling me congratulations. I didn't know they knew about it. Like, it is like, oh, yeah, shout out to my fiance, by the way. But it's just like, I didn't think that people really care for her. But the fact that people would take the time to do stuff like that, so that's more than just 2K kind of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, like, you know, shouting out happy birthdays. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think that's fucking awesome. And I think, yeah. You know, I mean, not all of us know each other in real life. Some of us do, mm-hmm. some of us don't. But, you know, I think, you know, we're all good friends at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly. I know, like, if you needed something, like, if you ever came to Baltimore or something, I would definitely hang out with you, like.
Hell yeah, bro. Since you came over to Oregon, you know, West Coast, best coast.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Is there anything you'd want to improve on the group or anything that you think you guys, we could do better or something like that?
I mean, I would think, in my opinion, at least, I would think it's on our end, like us three. I think we should, if we had the time, I think we could, you know, push the group out there, like on YouTube and other places like that, like you said, to get our name out there. Right. That honestly, that's the only thing I can think of improving, just getting our name out there, you know, maybe having other YouTubers, you know, talk about us one day, like, oh, we ran into DMV one day. And they dog, you know what I mean? So,
and they dog.
Right? So basically just like market our group.
Yeah, Brandon, definitely. I kind of wanted it to be like an umbrella effect, kind of like DMV be like, you know, like the top of the umbrella, and then like Too Sharp, you feel me? They like branch out, do their own thing. Like, if you and like Dustin get your own team, y'all want to branch out, do your own thing. It's kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just like a umbrella effect, like. Everybody just together, but like it's all DMV the brand. I like something like that.
Right. I think that'd be pretty cool. And I think if we get like everybody in the group that's active just to like, you know, push the group, I think we could definitely get some more active users in there.
Definitely.
I mean, not saying that nothing's wrong with the guys we have now, but it'd be definitely cool to get some more people in there, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Because then you might know who you might run into as well. Like, you might run into somebody else who got connection that we don't got, you know?
Exactly. So do you think there's anybody underlooked or underrated in the group, you think? Just off the top of your head, maybe somebody you haven't really ran with very much, but
Chad is underrated. Chad is underrated, man. He's a great guard.
Yeah, that for the series I watched for, we'll get in that in a little bit, but it definitely seemed like he was in his bag for sure.
Yeah, he's a good guard.
So, anybody you think, Josh or Darrell, you think anybody's underlooked or underrated?
The person I think is underrated is Bert Nasty, Robert Wood. He plays on his stretch a lot, but his point guard, when he plays on his point guard, like, he's probably one of the best passers, you know, in the group.
Oh, yeah, I'd have to agree.
He gets really underlooked.
I never ran with him with his point guard before. That's crazy. I only ran with him with his stretch.
Exactly, like he doesn't play on his point guard, but he's a good passer, great IQ.
I ran with him one time on Pro AM with him, and he was on his point guard. I'm like, bro, who's gonna be doing all the passing here? You know, because I like to do all the passes. We'd be fighting for these assists.
you just gotta start getting buckets then.
Right, gotta pull up my old bag and
hop in your bag, hop in your Duffy.
Right. What about you, Josh? Who you think's underrated or?
Just gonna say myself.
I know, right? Yeah, gotta put himself over.
I'm gonna have to hold off on choosing somebody. I have to run with a few more people in order to make that choice. I haven't ran with too many guards, other than you and Leafy, Marlon, of course. Nobody. I said I have to run with a few more people. I can't really choose the most underrated.
Right.
Yeah.
That's fair. I can see.
A lot of people I ran with kind of, they have a little bit of, not a hype to them, but like, you know, okay, they got game, you know what I'm saying? So like, I don't really know who I could say is underrated yet as well. But I will say Chad, because he don't really post too much. He's starting to post now, actually, but he was going crazy in that series, low key.
Oh, yeah. And you got any future events planned for the group? Any like tourneys or anything like that?
Like I was saying earlier, like, I hope 2K19, you know, they make a matchmaking system, you know, for the team pro-am, you know, yeah, maybe
definitely.
We can maybe we can do something like that. You know, I mean, if Madden can do it, you know, with ranked and unranked matches, I'm sure 2K can implement it. So it shouldn't be a problem, but we'll have to see from there.
And it's honestly surprising that they don't even have it, you know, that you can't do. Even if it's like, you know, you don't want it to go against your record, just at least play with your buddies or something, on, you know, your pro-AM teams. It's surprising that they don't even have it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, since I made the team for this year for programming, so I can't run with nobody else unless we use our team. And, like, so I wish there was a way that we could, like had the matchup stuff for, like you said, just the matchmaking. It'd be a lot easier and less stressful.
Right, and I also think when you if you switch teams, you know, you're not the owner, but if you're, like, on the team and you want to switch teams, play with other people, I don't think you should lose your stats. I think they should stay.
Yeah, I don't think so,
you know,
either.
Unless the team's disbanded, then that would make sense. Mm-hmm. But if it still exists, I don't think this is, you know, I don't think
– I mean, but we're trying to get – we would like to get a league started if the matchmaking works out. That would be nice.
Oh, yeah, that would definitely be lit.
Yeah, make it like a franchise type of league, like have a A2 game.
Oh,
schedule something. Now I'm playing. No, that's a lot of games, but, you know, just having, you know.
But actually got to take into account the playoffs, too.
Right, yeah. But that would be dope, though. Customize the teams where like the NBA teams. I think that would be dope.
Right. Hopefully they put that in next year because it's stupid. Some people that have to, you know, that live next to each other have to push X at the same time. Hope that you get that matchup, and if not, then you got to close the app and wait for all the loading screens and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that shit's whack. So I really
hope
they fix that. But I feel like this group's definitely helped me improve my game because I didn't start playing 2K competitively till about 2K16, like online, because I didn't get a PS4 until later because I was stupid and bought a PS3 when the PS4 came out because I didn't know about it. But, you know, that shit happens.
Yo,
yeah, I bought a PS4 right on the box.
Right, I know.
Yo, it's crazy.
That's not what I mean. I mean, like, I bought a PS3 February 2013 when I got my taxes, and then, you know, the PS4 came out in October or November. So it's like, I don't, you know, I can't really drop another couple $100 on the system. So I'm just gonna stick with my 3 for now. And I didn't get a PS4 until like a few years ago.
Yeah, you was thugging it though, man. You was thugging it,
right? You know, I had to rock it. But yeah, I didn't play competitively online until like 2K16. So I definitely think it's helped me improve my game playing with all the guys.
That's good.
Here, you know,
that's good. Glad we could help.
Right? Yeah, I definitely appreciate y'all for sure. I'd definitely still be one of them random bums costing people
out.
I'm just saying.
That's good, though.
What's your favorite 2K of all time? Or doesn't have to be 2K. What's your favorite basketball game, I would say? It doesn't have, you know, maybe Extreme Jam.
That's a tough one.
There's a lot of great ones.
It is. Favorite basketball game of all time. I'm going to have to go last, yo.
You said favorite basketball game or favorite game?
Yeah, it's a basketball game. It doesn't have to be 2K. It could be any basketball game, live, jam, street, any of that shit.
Man, I'm not going to – all right, well, I'll go first then. I'm going to tell y'all, my favorite basketball game of all time is NBA Ballers, y'all.
Yo, Phenom?
No, not Phenom.
The first one? Okay.
The first one, yo. Like, I got so many memories off NBA Ballers, bro. Like, that's the best of all time.
Is that the one Marbury on the cover?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That one was lit.
What about you, Josh?
Man, why I gotta go second? dang, favorite basketball game.
Oh my god, yo! I just want to throw out there. Just sorry, Josh.
Now you go ahead.
For the B side and one mixtape.
Oh, yo, yeah. I was thinking that. I swear that was on my list.
That's
funny.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I forgot about N1. That used to be my game, too. Yeah, can we do like an A side and a B side? Because I got like a close second.
Every time I started up N1, like I ain't even played a game. I watched all the videos first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to say, hey, did the soundtrack come with it? Like the second disc?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I'll say my favorite basketball game. All right, so this can go neck and neck for me. So I feel like these go either one or two for me. So I'm just gonna throw them out there, no particular order. Y'all remember NBA The Life, Volume 1?
Yeah, I got Volume 2.
Yeah, well, that was like my favorite at one point because it was like the first My Player type of, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Sequence kind of, for real.
Career
kind of. Yeah. But my favorite basketball game of all time, you're going to laugh when I say this, yo. It was Kobe Bryant backcourt for Nintendo 64.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that existed.
Dang, you're taking it back. Yeah, that was my favorite. That was my favorite basketball game, yo.
God damn, I didn't even know that existed, to be honest.
Yo, that was my favorite game, bro.
You said it was for the 64?
For the 64.
Damn.
Came out in like 98, I think, or 99.
I'm going to look that up. That's crazy.
Yeah, man, that game was, it was, I still got it, actually, on my 64. I play it sometimes when I go to my grandmother's house.
That's funny. I have to look that up. I never even knew about that one.
Oh, man, you got to get hit, bro.
Right? I was a PS1 guy, though, so I didn't have a 64.
Well, yeah.
You know. So, I think my favorite would be probably, say, NBA Street Volume 2.
Stretch on the cover. Yeah, that was good. That was good. That's a classic.
Right. Uh-huh. I think that's
a classic. That's everybody's top three, at least.
Oh, yeah. If it's not, then I don't think we could be friends. That game was too lit.
It was, though.
Are y'all hyped for 2K19? Do you think it'll be a letdown? Because it's the 20th anniversary, so.
I mean, anything's got to be better than 2K18. So
you hated that bad, huh?
It's only up from here. It got to be.
I sure hope so.
Yo. But
says the guy that was a pure sharp that could basically do anything.
I don't understand.
I was doing that in 17 too.
Not off the dribble shots like he was. He was like a shot creator this year, like.
Yeah, but then when I was bricking wide open threes and sometimes and shit.
That's because you were stealing internet.
Okay, that's okay. Yeah.
Got that demigod sharp.
But I don't know, man. It's just, it's like a low-key relationship with 2K anyway.
That's what I told my woman the other day before I sold it. I sold my game the other day for $15 towards 2K19. So I'm like, well, I ain't going to play 18 anymore. So
right.
I was like, hey, that's a love-hate relationship, you know? Just with this game. Like, I hate it one day, I love it the next year.
But, I mean, I hope that next year is better. I honestly, if they could just, like, do 17 again, but just, like, improve it a little bit, now I'll be fine with that. Like, 17 was so fun to me.
Bring back the parks.
17 was fun. All I needed to do with 17 was just add a stamina bar. And that's 18. Like, that could have been 18 right there for me. Like, that's it.
17 was so fun.
I feel like the graphics on 18 were a little bit better than on 17.
Cartoony
a little bit. That makes sense.
Yeah, it did.
But I feel like the graphics on 18 were good, but I feel like 17 gameplay was better. So
yeah.
Then you bring back the defense 17 was, gameplay.
Like, this year, the right stick don't even matter, like, on defense.
Oh, hell no. Hands and face like, don't even matter.
They see no defense at all, bro.
They definitely do not reward good defense. It's fucking ridiculous. I don't know how many times you freaking block somebody and they get it right back. You steal the ball. They'll pick it right back up.
And then get an easy layup. Like, you're out of position. They never had the basket. Like, how does that work? Every time.
That shit don't make any sense.
Y'all making me mad. I ain't even playing,
right? I know, right? It gets me heated just thinking about it.
Yo, 2K?
What's some of your goals for next year, though? Like, individually and team-wise for your DMV team?
Be the number one team in Pro-Am?
Top 100 at least. And then we want to get that top 10. If we could get a number one, that would be lit, too.
That would be awesome.
I wish they would do, like, for Pro-Am next year, how they did a combine. Like, you have set archetypes you can pick from. They already got a certain, like, badge you got, certain overall, and then you play. Because that's how you can really see who, like, can actually play the game and not just exploit and cheat and stuff. That's what I wish they would do.
That actually is a fucking great idea because, you wouldn't have the people like that, you know, glitch the dribble
right. And
the dunk and all that shit.
Right. Like, there's no reason why I said it would be a point guard, it's a pure sharp going crazy with the dribble moves behind the screen and lighting me up for 60.
Right.
It just shouldn't happen.
Yeah, I think that would definitely be a good idea. I mean, you don't have to do that for walk on, but maybe for team.
Yeah, I think comp programs would be set archetypes, overalls, badges, shooting be toned down a little bit because I think that would be a lot better.
Because you know they're trying. You know, yeah, I definitely agree with that because there's a lot of cheesers in that and team. Mm-hmm. They run a lot of the same shit, and sometimes you just can't stop it. You know, it's not whatever you do,
like
you want to know how bad 2K18 is? They have a 2K league, and someone dropped 84 points in the game.
Oh yeah,
why right.
I seen that.
That's how bad the game is, and he didn't do anything except left right every single
left right dunk.
Right,
and they public block and they put the shit out public like on YouTube and everything. Like, oh, he dropped 84, and you look at the highlights,
like
right every time,
and then he get the snatch back sometime and still shoot that. Like,
snapbacks are terrible.
Oh man,
you ever see how the Navs team plays with dimes, fucking the five out shit? He'll just dribble, take it to the
dribble, rim. Yep.
Or fucking if the dude comes over and helps, he'll kick it out for a three or a pick and roll.
Right, like. It's like 2K, you got to give up a two. Like,
oh, yeah.
In basketball, you rather make them shoot a three, but nah, you rather make them shoot a layup. Like,
facts, though. So, what about individually? Do you think you trying to get 99 next year? What's up?
Okay. Actually, I want to. I want to try to get 99. I got to see how the schedule is going to be for me, but I really do want to try to get 99. I think that will bring a lot of press to us. If one of us can get there.
Both of them do. Mullen and Josh. They both hit me up yesterday talking about, yo, we're going to try to get 99. I said, best of luck to both of y'all, because I ain't going for no.
I think I'm going to try it, yo. I might even get the little PS Vita joint that I can play when I'm not home.
Hell yeah.
Like, I'm really thinking about it, yo.
Well, it's not about the 99 in 19, is it? It's more of are they going to bring back the rep system?
I think they might
be like pro, all star, superstar.
Oh yeah,
like
I think they might.
I sure hope so. I like that. I like that system a lot better, honestly.
I feel like this year was the easiest way to get noticed, kind of, but I didn't take advantage of it. Like, all you had to do literally was play my career and get to a 99, and like,
right
now everybody knows you. Like, this was the easiest one that I didn't take advantage of, and I'm kicking myself now for it.
Right, I was gonna try to get 99 as well, just playing career, but after. What 300 career games? I'm like, bruh, I'm burnt right. the fuck out.
Exactly.
I don't this shit anymore. This shit.
I think.
Is so repetitive.
I think I want to be like 90% in the park next year. I was like 87 at one point, but then it dropped. Started playing with, you know, the game gets older. You start playing with like your friends that don't really play 2K that good and stuff. So.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I want to try to get 90 in the park. Just bring the win percentage up.
Ooh, well, that would be, be pretty nice. What do you got? Yeah. Like 80 something.
I think it's like 86, 85, 86, one of them.
That's still pretty damn impressive, though, I'd say.
Last year was better, but we're not going to talk about it.
last year compared to this year, I'm definitely better this year, so I'll take this year for sure.
Last year, our records was insane.
Yeah, I remember. I'm surprised if fucking Darrell played with us. He probably looked at mine, Dustin's record. He's like, really, guys? I don't know. I'll give y'all a
That's
shot.
That's funny because the first night we played, like I think at the time, like I was close to 3,000 positive, and I joined the party, and Brandon and Dustin, they were like, "Oh my god, you're a god, you're a god." I'm like, nah, no, I'm not. I just play with my friends a lot. That's all. It is.
And they were the gods. It's like nothing. Like,
at least you didn't get paid.
That was the first time anybody like that had a great record like that it played with us. So we were like, "Oh fuck, you know, you're fucking dope, bro. You're the goat."
Like, shit, we went on a goddamn 18 game win streak. Shit, you guys were damn near carrying me for real. I was tired of shit. It was like 3 a.m.
Right?
He lied. It probably was like 7 o'clock our time. You know, you go to bed early.
Nah, chill out.
Yeah, we ended pretty late. It was like 3 on our time when we ended, so I'd have been upset.
Man, I don't think I ever seen Darrell up that late. That's crazy.
I was, man. I couldn't go to sleep. I don't know why.
I don't think he stayed up late that late anymore since that night.
Nah.
He goes to bed early now. He in bed by 8.
Hell yeah.
All right, well, I guess let's get into this this Too Sharp B&B series, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
the discussion everybody's looking forward to, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. So let me know about game one a little bit. It seemed like you guys are a little rusty, struggled a little bit there.
For the game came one. Out flat. Yeah. We came out really flat.
Flat like an A coat.
Yeah, I'm not even going to lie. Like, I mean, I'm not going to speak for everyone, but I mean, we pretty much knew the lineup that they was coming out with. You know, we knew Kelvin, Vinny, Steve, and Kevin was going to play. But I think we all thought, you know, Tay was going to start.
Yeah.
But then, you know, they came out with Chad, and, you know, we never really knew about Chad, so we didn't know what he had or how he played.
He had a lot. You know,
that definitely kind of threw us off, you know, so shout out to them for doing that.
Right, I didn't think about that. Totally threw a swerve in y'all's game plan, probably.
Yeah, definitely did throw a curveball at us.
And that was probably your first game in, like a month or so. So I guess you're probably a little rusty.
Yeah.
Not using that as an excuse, but, I mean, it's kind of like a legitimate thing, like, when you haven't played in a while.
Yeah, they were, like, on a tear, I think. They was playing. They've been grinding for, like, a couple weeks together, right?
Yeah, something like that. And, they had the, you know, the momentum and, you know, the chemistry going up. So,
it's funny because we weren't even going to play them at first until, like, I think, was it Josh? Yeah, Josh was like, man, they keep posting in the group. We got to show them that we still out here.
I ain't going like that.
He's like, ain't no disrespect. Put some respect on my name.
With a hard K at the end. Respect.
Yeah, definitely no disrespect to them, but, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
But like we said, you know, we haven't played in like a month or so, and, you know, we're a little rusty. And, I mean, it's still to this day hard for me to watch game one because I just see them going to the 2-3. And we know how to break down the 2-3 so well.
Well, we didn't do it.
And in game one, it's just so hard for me to watch because we didn't do any of that. Like, nothing. Like,
But also in game one, we were only down by like 5. I think they went like a little run. We were down by 5 playing man. Then we switch to a zone, and then we go down by like 9. We give like 3 threes consecutively. And then now we're down 9. And you can't go down 9 to either team. Like, you just can't do that. And then we try to switch back to man, but it was too late. So I feel like if we stayed man, it might have went different. But who knows?
Right. So sure would have could, all right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was definitely a good game for them. I'm not taking any credit away from them whatsoever.
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
Let's talk about these next two games, though. That's what I want to talk about. The series was 3 games.
Yeah. Eager McBeaver over here wants to get
they being too nice.
Hey, I'm biased journalist here. I'm just trying to, you know, give him the credit to, you know, for game one.
Definitely.
All right, so
definitely. So they beat the hell out of us game one. We can't take that away from them. They beat it for like 22.
Hell yeah! And shout out to them for beating us by that, because I know shit. I mean, we be beating teams by 20. We'll let up off the gas, but you know, they kept going. So
man, that game had me mad at my girl and everything. She trying to fuck my, like, yo, be quiet! I ain't trying to hear what you talking about right now. We lost by 20,
right?
Right. I'm ready to snap.
That's probably one of your worst losses. That you guys probably don't lose by double digits often.
Definitely.
Definitely.
I out of what, 200 plus games we played, we probably lost by double digits maybe 3 times, 3 or 4.
I said the most we lost by was probably like 15, maybe. And that was through some 5-out stuff that we couldn't. We played J.O. to Don, actually. He gave us like 45.
That's tough.
Marlon 45, but okay.
First of all, we switched to half when he had 22. Yo, he was unstoppable with him. But let's get back to this game two now.
So adjustments for game two. What were some of the adjustments you made without giving too much of your game plan away or whatnot?
I mean, it's game over now, so we can talk about everything.
Well, just in case you do future, future games or whatnot, I just don't want to, you know, give away too much. It's up to you if you want to. I'm throwing that out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty basic. I mean, so it's really not giving anything out. But, you know, we settled down. You know, we got back to what we knew how to do. We figured they was going to come back out in 2-3 because, you know, that was effective game one. So, clearly we knew, you know, put Josh out at Limitless on a corner. You got to guard him out there or he's going to make that all day.
Right.
You know, and Marlon told me, you know, I just handled the ball all game, game two.
I thought that was a good switch, too, because it seemed like, I mean, no disrespect to you, Marlon, but it seemed like...
Yeah, I couldn't figure it out.
Right? Once Darrell switched to the ball handler, it seemed like the offense, the flow of the offense was a little better, you know? Not saying you're not a good point guard.
No, he's more of a facilitator than me, though. Like,
right.
It's naturally what he does. I get a bucket, he get an assist.
Right. You're, and, you're the AI-type point guard.
Right.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just pretty simple from there. I mean, we got Josh on, just say we got Josh on the left wing. Say Steve guarded him. He got to guard him up close, you know, because he can knock that down.
All right.
I go on the right wing. You know, you got to guard me somewhat because I have the ball. The middle's wide open, you know. And mm-hmm. if, you know, we just told Tay and Fly, you know, just –
find your spots.
Work the baseline and corner or find your spots, you know. And, hey, I mean, they gave Marlon the middle, so my man damn near averaged 30 every game.
I know. Right? He was in his bag the whole fucking series. It seemed like just hitting those midi jumpers. It was crazy.
But what really was crucial, though, was when we went zone, we started, like, killing him in the zone. They had to go man. And they couldn't stay in front of Darrell and man at all. And that's when Darrell just started going crazy. So they
guard him one on one. God damn it! Right. He'll take it to the rim. You'll jump and he'll wait and he'll fucking lay.
Right, and then you got Josh. So you can't leave Josh. Like Josh was hitting spin jumpers from three, number net. Like Kobe. You can't guard it. But I really think we won the series though on defense. You know? Like if you look at like, cause I took some notes about this scoring. Like game one, they had 18 points the first quarter, 21 points the second quarter, 23 the third. 21-4. Ooh. We never let up that much on defense, ever.
Well, yeah,
but in game two, they had 17 in the first, 14 in the second, 15 in the third, 19 in the fourth. So you can see, like, the defense started picking up, and then the numbers in game three was even lower. So I think defense kind of transitioned to offense. They got out of rhythm. They got frustrated. And we were just able to capitalize, man.
That's true what they say. Defense wins championships. So.
And that's the truth. That's the truth. Josh, what you think?
Man,
that's what the people want to hear.
Man, look, all they did was rap, 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 rap.
Ooh.
That's all they did. First game, we couldn't figure it out. After that, we was like, all right, all we're going to do is just switch everything. Mm-hmm. And after that, you saw what happened second game. They still got some buckets. So I give them credit to keeping the game close that second game. Third game, they all been stagnant. After the rest, what you going to do?
Ooh. Nothing.
They can't put the ball on the ground like that.
So basically, shut their game down.
They are a really good team, and all they need to do is just get a better offensive system. Once they get an offense that everybody can work with, they're gonna be. I mean, they're already deadly. They're gonna be even more deadly after that. But all that's that true. rap, nah, they ain't working with us. So
that's true.
GG.
Once you got that perimeter defense down, it was basically GG's.
Yeah. Because honestly, I thought they were going to feed Kevo a lot more than what they did. Because he had a stretch on him. He's a slasher secondary. So, like, I don't know why they didn't try to work the ball through him and try to force kickout or something like that. But, I mean, I'm glad he didn't do that. But
right.
Yeah.
Sorry, Derek. No shade.
Yeah, no shade. It's just your build, bro.
Yeah, it's your build.
But everybody was. It's you know what's crazy though. After game, like so many people were doubting us after game one. Like it was crazy the stuff I was reading.
That's what I want.
Like it was crazy, yo. Like people were like, ooh, this is like. Then they were like, it was just crazy, yo. Like,
oh yeah, I knew after when I watched game one, I didn't say anything, but I knew like. I mean, it's they haven't played in a while. They're probably just a little rusty. So I know they just got to get the chemistry and, like, the shit going back up. But I definitely knew game two you guys were probably going to win. And then game three was just totally up in the air. I didn't know it was going to win that one. But I definitely I knew you guys were going to lay down like that and take that, you know.
Yeah,
so
I'm like, we ain't going like that.
Right? I was like, I know game two, they coming back with fire.
Yeah, it was just crazy, like, just the – Like, I'm gonna say how it is. Like the little, just the disrespect that people was posting after, like it's one game out of three game series, bro.
I thought maybe they got a little too hyped after game one, which I kind of understand in a sense, because I would be hyped as fuck being you guys, because, you know, I would say you're a top caliber team. I'm not just blowing
smoke. Appreciate it.
Like, yeah, no problem, man.
But like, even if you noted, though, after game two, we still didn't say nothing. Like, we still remained level-headed and calm and collected. So, like, we knew the game don't end after one game, you know? Like,
yeah, I noticed that, too. Even after you won game two, like, you guys didn't say nothing. Just stuck to it and stayed concentrated and got shit done. And after the series is over, yeah, you say what you want, you know?
That's all. Yeah, I'm probably going to trouble into the next matchup in 19.
You're in your bag the whole series. Fucking damn, man.
That shit was crazy. Teammates hooked me up, man. They put me where I needed to be to score, honestly.
Right.
They made the game real easy.
Oh yeah, freaking those mini jumpers all day long.
Yeah.
Did not stop it. I think another good point was locking Steve up, because I think when, you know, he goes off, I mean, I always give him shit, call him Steve to sell out and shit, you know. No shade. Steve.
We love Steve, right?
When he gets going, like, that's just
deadly. It's hard to stop him.
Right? So I think once you guys got, because he didn't score very much all three games.
That first game, I think he went off a little bit, though. It was like a stretch where I feel like he just ran up like three straight threes or something like that, back to back to back. But Steve, you know, you gotta contain him, because he knows how to shoot the ball. Like, he mastered like the jump shot on 2K. Like, he knows exactly how to release it every time, pretty much. Even Vinny, you gotta be careful with him too. Like, I watched the stream and Vinny was making like half bars and it was still like good. I'm like, what is going on? It was crazy, but you know
who's hard to guard though?
Chad.
Kelvin.
Yeah. No,
Kelvin is quick as shit.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he. Like, I don't know why he's so fast.
Dude was quick. Like, he's quicker than me. Like,
I think he made his player really, like, really short and really light. And I think,
but his dude can jump out like a slasher. Like, he was dunking on the whole team, bro.
Right. I think his vertical is probably high, pretty up too, especially with Luz. So he probably good jump on there, you know.
And that's the thing I noticed with their offense, like, and it's a great offense for them, because, like, while Kevin is sitting there handling the ball, you know, trying to score, they're running motion, you know, on the other side of the court or whatever, you know, so it's really difficult, and that's a good offense for them.
If they play a team that's not communicating on defense, they're gonna be open every time, yo, like. Kelvin could have probably like 20 assists in a row.
And the funny thing is, game one is proven.
It showed. It showed.
Right. It was a fun series, though. I definitely enjoyed watching you guys fucking.
I enjoyed the hype to the series. Like, it was like, it felt so surreal. Like, everybody was literally like, it felt like a prime time game. You know, you like.
It definitely was. Yeah, everybody was hyping that shit up for real.
Yeah, it was nice though, man.
Definitely hope we can get more of that in 19.
Yeah, that's why I want to get that league, man. Like, if we just have, like, a whole league where we host and everybody just play. I think it would be nice, man.
Right. Do you think maybe with Chad being kind of new to their team, maybe the chemistry wasn't all the way there, maybe? I'm not saying
he's
not
a good player. Yeah, no doubt. Nah, he's a great player, but, yeah, right? No doubt.
I think maybe the chemistry wasn't quite there because it was their first games together and, you know. Fish wasn't quite there.
I'm not gonna lie, because I was looking forward to playing Tay, but because I know Tay, like, he's a bucket, like, he goes and get buckets. That's what he does. Like, his name is Walking Bucket.
Right.
They threw Chad. I'm like, who is this? And Chad, he give you buckets, but it's like a quiet bucket. Like, I know one game he had 16 on me. He was like 6 of 8. I'm like, he barely shot the ball. He got 16 points.
Right.
Come
on, nowhere.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I really like Chad game though, man. I think with some time, they'll definitely have a lot of chemistry together. Because, right. I mean, if you think about it, though, it's kind of like the same thing with me and Darrell on the other end. Like, you got a pure point forward. I think Chad might be a shot-creating playmaker, though. And I'm the other way around. But he kind of plays off-ball really well as well. But I think they definitely got a lot of potential if they stay together.
Yeah, I think they should. Hopefully, Everything goes well, and hopefully next for 2K19 we see another series with you guys, because
and it'll be definitely a sweet.
And Josh fired up today.
He fired up. I like it.
Yeah. I like it.
So, now, I feel we coming from though, because it's just the disrespect after game one was just ridiculous. But it is what it is. We all cool.
That's why
all
I ain't boys. Nice like y'all.
Tells it like it is.
Yeah, Josh is comical, yeah.
He's like, I don't give no fucks. But after, I mean, but like you said, at the end of the day,
but,
it's all banter, you know, we're fucking around, joking around with each other.
So, yeah.
Friendly competition, as we want to say.
Yeah. What about you, Brandon? I mean, you joining the team, you making a team, what's your plan?
I think we might make a team. Me and Dustin just like fuck around with, you know, but I don't think we're not elite status. I don't think we'll ever make it up that high, but I think we'll make a team, just, you know, something fun, fuck around with.
Okay.
Nothing too serious though. We're not good like y'all and pro AM. I consider myself more of a part player, honestly.
Man, last year we weren't that good in pro AM. I looked at our record, we were like 35 and like 14, something like that.
Hey, we didn't play that many games last year.
Yeah, and then we played with like a bunch of people. Like, we played with our homeboys from back, like from here.
Man, that's never a good idea.
Yeah.
Shout out
to the homies, though.
Oh, yeah, gotta show them some love still.
Show them some love, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I played.
Why is it like that, yo? Why is it like, yo, it seems like your friends don't be nice at 2K for real? Like, you never can play with your friends, yo.
I know, other than Dustin, I think I don't have any other, like, my friends that in real life that are good at 2K.
I can say the same with Josh and Darrell.
Oh.
They the only two. I feel like after that, I don't really got anybody else.
Right? No shade. No shade. No
yeah,
money,
no shade to no shade to just, the homies.
It's just the way it is.
It's just the way it is.
Some people just aren't 2K players, you know.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Exactly.
All right, fellas. Well, I think we'll wrap it up here. I definitely appreciate y'all coming on and talking some DMV and the series with y'all. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you having
us. Thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem.
Can we get some handles?
Oh, yeah, I was about to say, you guys got any social media you want to plug or shout outs you want to do real quick?
All right. Go ahead and add the Facebook page if anybody got Facebook. DMV Shooters is the page. Shooters with a Z at the end, though, not an S. My Twitter for my gaming is at Marlon Henson. That's MARLON Henson, HYNSON. My PSN is Marlon2-3. And my YouTube is the same as my Twitter.
All right, how about you, Darrell? What you got?
I ain't throwing no social media out there. I just want to say, this year, I just want to let everyone know, in 1v1s, I beat Josh, Kelvin, Tay, Ronnie, and somebody else. I don't even remember. So if anybody else wants smoke before 19, I'm out here.
Oh, shit. Calling everybody out. Calling them out. How about
Josh,
you, Josh?
What you got for him?
Yeah, anything you want to plug?
Number one, Darrell beat me by 2 points.
I beat you.
You beat me by 2 points.
I beat you.
And 2K made me miss that damn dunk. Number one.
Ooh,
okay.
And he appears sharp.
That's all right. That's all right. You couldn't guard a pure shark. I was getting to the rim. Did I even shoot a three?
You didn't.
Anyway, but I like Darrell. I'm not going to put no social media out there. I don't post that much anyway. But yeah, like Marlon said, join DMV Shooters. I think I was up 19. Yeah, we coming for 19.
All right, hear that, everybody?
19, we're going to have a 19. We're going to have a Twitter page for the team too. We're going to take this another level.
Hell yeah, man! That's the way you got to do it. Take that shit to the next level.
All right,
I'll definitely be looking forward to seeing you guys up there in the top 100 next year.
DMB in three.
Yo, who answers this? Yo, can we get a trade?
All right, y'all. I appreciate y'all coming on. Y'all take it easy.
All right, man. You take it easy. Thank you for having us.
Dude, thanks for having us.
Hey, no problem, y'all. I'll have y'all on some future episodes for sure.
Appreciate it, definitely.
All right, take it easy. Peace.
All right. Peace. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Sorry we had a little bit of technical difficulties there at the beginning of the pod, but I hope y'all still enjoyed anyways. Of course, big shout out to Darrell, Marlon, and Joss from DMV Shooters for coming on and doing this episode with me. I really appreciate it, fellas. Make sure to keep following me on my Facebook page for future episodes. Until next time, ballin' out.